Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Tuesday. Thank you for joining us, the 17th day of April, 2011. And this is the day that the government has made. Government is what makes the sun sit in the sky and the earth orbit it. Government is what runs our lives. And, of course, that controls the government is the loving private megabanks openly establishing world government in everyone's face. So we are going to be discussing all of this today. Normally you pay on April 15th, but because of a federal holiday yesterday, you do not pay on the 15th, you pay on the 17th, because the 15th fell on a Sunday, that was a federal holiday. On the 16th, the build-up to the Holy Day, when you pay the private Federal Reserve your tax money. And then, of course, today is the day. Of course, most of you just have your money taken out of your paycheck and, of course, taken via Social Security that you'll never really collect on, or if you do, it'll be in devalued dollars. And it was really hitting me this morning that we pay the income tax that's in the Communist Manifesto and in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto that was written by the big European banks on record through their agents, Marx and Engels, as a way to pay for the interest on the right to even have a currency. And they got to us a little bit later by 1913, took them a few decades to slowly implement it because they knew they had us. They wanted to take their time. And since then, we've become the greatest debtor nation from the greatest creditor nation. And in every other statistic, we are the laughingstock. We are the imperium. We are the heart of the New World Order muscle. We are the modern Hessian mercenaries for the New World Order. Now, we are going to open the phones up. I'm going to give the number out when we come back from break. So start your engines. We're not giving you the green light yet. I want to hear from you. We're going to take a bunch of calls ahead of Alan Watt joining us. That means I'll probably get to calls in the last segment of this hour, or maybe not even this hour. No, seriously. I'm going to try to go to your calls in the next segment. In fact, in the spirit of that, let me just give the number out right now for first-time callers. The first few rounds will be first-time callers, 800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls. You can talk about any issue you want, but if it's just a bunch of plugs or you got a tractor you're selling or you want to ask me if I'm a reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart, then, well, we're just not going to be able to talk very long. I want to hear questions, comments, or points you've got to make and move on to the next person, because it's like that holy grail I've never actually attained, but a few times I've actually taken a bunch of phone calls. We can take thousands of phone calls here, and I think it's some of the best radio I do when I actually take phone calls. So we're going to do it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us, and we will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. When we come back, I will give you the top stories briefly, and then start going to your calls and then go back into them. But we did a story yesterday, Paul Watson and myself, IRS travel ban revoking citizenship by stealth. It was the top story on the vaunted Mac Daddy of traffic, DrudgeReport.com. It's since moved off the page, but the top story at Drudge is record numbers of Americans giving up their citizenship to get away from the private Federal Reserve tax man that's raping them. Of course, the globalist answer is, hey, Jack, you ain't leaving. We're taking everything you got. The illegals can come in, but the slave Americans cannot get...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To the number one radio transmission in the world, number one when it comes to defending liberty and exposing the global corporate crime syndicate that is the New World Order. You want to know why standardized worldwide you see police state grids being put in and the exact same programs, the exact same names under continuity of agenda? It is a global corporate world government that we face. It is the New World Order. It is the main fount or the organizer of all the major problems on Earth. Humans, we have our own problems. We have our own issues. We repeat throughout history, generation after generation. We only live for a short period. The elites understand that if people aren't given the knowledge of how humanity operates and are kept in the dark, the average person will never become wise, and in your limited lifespan, understand the tricks that corrupt syndicates have developed in every civilization in more than 6,000 years of human settlements, civilization. The globalists know all the tricks and are masters at it, And that, simply put, is what the Illuminati is. They are illuminated. They have the light. They know the tricks. They know the secrets of humanity. They know the basic psychology before that word was invented. They wrote the handbooks on control and deception, and they pass it down through the different genetic crime families that are intermarried, and they control this planet to a great extent. They are trying to get full control, and if they get full control, they are going to kill. Depending on which document you read, they debate it. 80 to 90, all the way up to 99.9%+. And I've quoted these documents ad nauseum. We've posted articles. There's new articles at InfoWars.com today documenting this. Now, humanity is in grave peril. When you look at the innocence of children, when you look at the decency and the beauty and the goodness and the wholesomeness in the world, you have to understand there is more good in the world than evil. But good never seeks power until things get so desperate, good is forced to fight back. And generally, it's against overwhelming odds because you've waited too long. But still, good triumphs when it takes action. The first that stand up may be destroyed, and maybe the second and third and fourth wave. But those that persevere with truth and justice and goodness stacked against evil will always prevail in the end. Now, I want to take your phone calls today. I want to get the calls first and early here. And then coming up, we wrote a story yesterday, Paul Watson and I, IRS travel ban revoking citizenship by stealth. And I noticed that it went up on the Drudge Report as the top story. And then I noticed about an hour later, because I'm always swimming around over at the Drudge Report checking for the latest news, orbiting it. And I noticed another article popped up from CBC, Canadian TV and media, documenting that record numbers of Americans are giving up their citizenship to get out from under the taxes in the United States that are unbelievably unfair and draconian, and most importantly, paid to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Literally, Reagan's administration did a congressional study. You can look it up. It reported over 98% of it went to interest on the debt and to pay for interest for the dollar to be created, paid to the private Federal Reserve. A few percentage points went to administrative issues. And then separately, Social Security goes in another fund. They rated from day one. It's about tying you into their system, getting you into the Ponzi scheme so you'll stay in, even if the payment's reduced. You'll stay into the system, seeing it as too big to fail, so you'll stay in the fraud. Our government, our country, our system was built on federal taxes that ranged between, depending on the era, 5 and 10%. I hear this lie about when the income tax first went in. I hear it ad nauseum on TV and radio put out by the Democrats. Oh, the first tax rates were 90% for the rich. Yes, there was a corporate tax that they sold to get the income tax finagled, though it wasn't ratified by the states. It's a fraud as well, where there were corporate taxes of 90%, but no one had to pay it because there were accounting tricks where you just paid it out to other subsidiaries and yourself. So another fraud. But I don't want to get caught up in the minutia here. This is tax day when you're paying the private Federal Reserve. And make no mistake, you pay the lion's share of your taxes that they take out of your paycheck, that you pay at the end of the year, or you pay quarterly, depending on how you pay it directly to Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup. Now, continuing with this information, when you pull back and look at it, we have a private Federal Reserve in this country, and they're not just getting your income tax money that's paid directly to them for interest on the debt that they set up to put the government in fraudulently. Now they've signed us on to their derivatives fraud and had government sign on to it and spin it that it's our debt and we're lazy and we're not working enough jobs, the uniquely American thing that Bush talked about, working three jobs and having your children raised by the state and government training centers, eating GMO poison and dying of cancer if they're not neurologically damaged or both. In death camp America, slow death, soft kill, eugenics America. Rothschild, Rockefeller, Bill Gates, death camp. Slow kill, death camp. So understand, what will bring down the Federal Reserve is exposing it's not federal, it's run for profit, and it's waging war on the free market and is selectively enforcing the tax laws that they wrote, the Federal Reserve lobbyists wrote, to shut down all their competition. They are monopoly men. They are the enemy of this country. They are the occupational government. They are our conquerors. They are the fraudsters. They are the people that killed the Republic. They are the people, openly, they have thousands of Federal Reserve operatives involved at every level of local government, you name it, lobbying and selling, raising taxes to pay off our debt and get America back on its feet. They mean give all the money to them, cut the benefits, bankrupt the economy further so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. They are the authors of our destruction. They are the authors of our misery. They are the enemies. They are the hijackers. They are the criminals. They are the destroyers. They are the fraud. They are the criminal crime syndicate. They are the combine. They are the enemy of every man, woman, and child. They are the shadow government. They are the usurpers, the scammers, the fraudsters, the Ponzi scheme operators that make Madoff and Ken Lay and John Corzine look like choir boys. They are the open enemy. They are the people writing the policy to break up the families and militarize the police and have the cities go bankrupt and then squeeze the public for more money. They want a post-industrial world. They want you bankrupt. They want you impoverished. They openly say they want that. They are complete enemies of savers and investors and small factory owners. They are the enemy of every man, woman, and child in this country. They are the foreign European banks that got the lion's share of the bailout money. Then you got Americans like Warren Buffett and subsidiary companies he's got with Bill and Melinda Gates who got over $1 trillion into their companies of the bailout money. Warren Buffett himself in the first round, $3 billion. First $2 billion-plus bill, then a few hundred mil more, then billions more. It's so incredible. And here is this demonic pig sitting up there acting non-threatening like Mr. Magoo when he is a crime lord going, gee, I want to pay more taxes. Just raise taxes because he knows he's exempt from them. And even the Washington Post admits that. And he's the biggest beneficiary. Now, that said, I'm going to come back and go to your phone calls. But then later I'm getting into this because some people, I got emails. I saw text. I saw comments on YouTube. I saw comments on our article. IRS travel ban revoking citizenship by stealth. And people are like, how does that revoke citizenship? You cannot, under federal court rulings, the Constitution, and no other government does this but Russia, by the way, take someone's passport extrajudicially without a conviction. You cannot take someone's citizenship, and the passport is the right of a citizen to travel in and out of the country. We are the country. This is an ancient right going back to Greece, going back to Rome, going back to city-states, that you have passage into the city, into the country. You pay taxes because you're paying for the defense for the walls of your city or of your country. You have rights that the slaves don't. Oh, in all those cultures, they had slaves. Slaves do not have right of passage. The passport is the proof that you're a free man in the slave system, part of the empire. The bankers are saying, you're not part of America anymore. You are our slaves, our chattel.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the way, one more point, and I'm going to your calls before I get into this top story, IRS travel ban revoking citizenship by stealth, and how it ties into Paul Watson's latest article at InfoWars.com, IRS to revoke passports of 30,000 U.S. troops. You heard that right. But, of course, they might be given selective waivers. The TSA is now announcing they'll decide who gets to get waived from the crotch grope. The point here is that I've seen a lot of people comment that, well, already states request that the federal government not issue you a passport or cancel it if you owe child support. You can't strip somebody of their absolute right. But, of course, it started with the children. Well, it's for the children, and now it's, well, it's for the Federal Reserve. And it's going to be, you can't have a job, you can't have a car, you can't travel. You say, well, you'll just drive illegally. Well, now they've got license plate readers, and in real time know if you're even up on your insurance. The future is going to be a hellish system. The economy is meant to be predatory now. We are meant to go into a cannibalistic phase politically, economically, where we implode. You think 2 million in prisons 10 years ago, 4 years ago, 4.5 million, now 7.1? They estimate by the next decade it'll be more than 15 million in prison. More prisoners than China. This is the economy. And then the people come out of the jails, not afraid to commit crime, not afraid to rape and rob. They're colleges of crime. America is under a scientific attack. There's the New York Times. U.S. prison population dwarfs that of other nations. The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, but it has almost a quarter of the world's prisoners. All right, let's go to your phone calls. David, Tony, Cameron, Christopher, Jeff, Wally. David in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really love your show a lot. I was wondering if you'd seen the study a month or two ago that came out in the news that 20% of the population, 25% of women are now on psychotropic drugs. I was stunned at how high the number
is
now.
Yes, and New Freedom Initiative, remember 6 years ago, that leaked out because one of the board members exposed it. It was meetings with the White House, the regulators, and Big Pharma, and they said the goal was within, I forget, was it 10 years? I don't remember the exact number. They wanted 50% of school kids, of children, on psychotropics. And back then they had about 10%, and now I was reading it's over 20 for kids, over 20 for women, and this is the way they roll, yeah.
Right. In my opinion, what I think is, you know, there's a lot of fascinating subjects you discuss, like the Fed and TSA and the upcoming police state. I think this is the number one issue, and the reason why is because having everybody drugged out and apathetically in a zombie state, like walking in front of the cars, as you said a few weeks ago, this allows them to roll in all the other programs.
Sure, it is. We've done reports on it and shown the scientific reports, the universities. Since TV became ubiquitous across the board everywhere in the 50s, brainwaves have lowered. Brainwaves, IQs, and you can just pull up every week now, it's a study. Computers rewiring children's brains, lowering IQs. You can also, guys, just type in iPads causing autism. And it literally is. The language has been reduced, where people don't have very many words anymore. Their vocabulary is lower. Advertising agencies are putting out reports saying dumb it down to a third grade level for adults now. And it's just all about being programmed into a zombie state. And so people are either awakening to a higher level or they're being dumbed down. And yes, sir, the average person, you say, people like, it's like they're in a trance. It's not like they are in a near dream state. And they have pre-programmed responses. It's like black helicopters just terrorized Chicago. But 15 years ago, they would just say it didn't exist. You were insane. Even if they covertly leased a building and blow it up. Local news, because I've been to these, would say, it does not exist. Alex Jones is bad. And I'd go, here's footage of it. They'd go, does not exist. See, they were already in a trance. And you're like, but it's, I have footage. I talked to the police chief. They tried to pay him off. The San Antonio News was like, does not exist. The Austin American Statesman said, Jones is insane. It's like the New York Times just 4 years ago said, Bilderberg doesn't exist, Jones is hallucinating. You understand, this is total mind control. So your conscience, and it's like, well, it doesn't make any sense because you're awake. But to a zombie, it's like a magician who hypnotizes somebody and they can't see the audience anymore. They are in a dream state. Stay there. I want to give you another comment because I ran over you. More calls coming up. This is an important subject. Black helicopters hit Chicago, but they do not exist. Remember that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know, like I said, and documented years ago, I have been inside the University of Texas psychology building and was shown around. It's got a lot of classified projects going on in it, and they've got cameras into classified projects hooked into computer systems. This is like a decade ago or more now. This is just about a decade ago. Hooked into all the different laboratories spread out around Austin in the Hill Country. And most of it is just monkeys chained down with their wires in their brains with TV screens flickering different rates at them, testing how to lower their brain waves and put them into a trance. And then they have students come in and hook them up to the EKG systems and all these electrodes on their heads and just practice. They'll have whole programs on just how to stimulate a woman sexually. I was shown one DARPA program with just flicker rates. So they send a flicker wave over through the television, and then they've got other programs that they found, well, if you sexually stimulate and then hit them with this other rate and then show them something else, you can really imprint the knowledge on them, and by knowledge, the brainwashing. And my point is, that was just one example. And it's just all the universities, all the complexes dedicated to wrecking your mind and hurting you and murdering you and your family. I'll just lay it right out there for you. And again, we're all just comfortable. 10,000 percentage point pediatric cancer cases, multi-thousand point increases, breast cancer, neurological disorders, everything, death, destruction, pain, sickness, cancer Barbie, it's fun, everybody gets it, it's like getting a cold now, and it's just all fun to be murdered, soft killed. And the professors, I mean, when I was there 10 years ago, I was given like a four-hour tour, it was amazing, late at night. Oh, you're not supposed to see this. Oh, look at that. What do you think of that? Oh, you didn't see that. Come in here. DARPA, 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 Department of Defense, Air Force, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Every sector would have on the door what was funding it. And everything was about mind control on one floor. Go to another area, it's all about cameras that scan your facial expressions to tell what products you're looking and that track your eyes. And the cameras are hidden when you go into the smart stores. Now, of course, that's been put in everywhere. It is just total, absolute, savage control. And that's why you talk to the average adult, there's no way to even reach them or get through to them. They're just not there. These are zombies. And they men tune into their sports shows, and they talk about the coach. I think he's underrated. I agree with you. What about this great player? Let's get a call. And you hear the prideful player call in. Yeah, I'm doing good. The team's doing great. We're getting ready for this Sunday. All right, great. And it's all this fake male stuff. And these are just people inserted into the matrix, programmed through their eyes, through their ears, interfaced with the computers, and they're gone, and they ain't coming back. And the women are all prancing around enjoying themselves. And, oh, girlfriend, you got cancer at 32. I'm so sorry for you. Oh, we're all going to go to her funeral. It's so sad. You go to get your hair cut, and you hear the women all around you. Yeah, my friend Becky, she just died, 37. Oh, yeah, well, my boyfriend's got cancer. Oh, really? My boyfriend just died last year of it. He was 24. Oh, yeah. And you go to a restaurant, and there's mentally retarded children and everywhere, and just autistic, just total savage death. Everybody's just, la, 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 murder me, murder me, murder me. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I said I'd go to your calls. And I just sit here and watch it. And the general public is just victims. I can't even get mad at them anymore. They were hit by hardcore scientific evil. Troops are dying of DU poisoning, don't get medical treatment. But then there's all this sticky, sweet stuff about loving the troops and getting money for their kids so they can go to college. And all the country music stars raising money for the troops because they're the best people we got. Meanwhile, you only care about the troops, though, when you're told to on specific things. It's all half an inch deep, mile wide. All hat, no cattle. Okay, I'm going to go back to the calls here. And people are like, hey, they've been taking passports for about 10 years if you owe child support. So it's all right. It's kind of like saying, we've had black slaves in the Americas for 250 years. You can't get rid of it now. I mean, the Aztecs were chopping people's hearts out every day for thousands of years under the Mayan culture before them. I mean, why not bring it back? They did it before. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer grabbed 13-year-olds off the street and tortured them to death. Why not just do, it's been, I love this idea that, we've had the IRS and the private Federal Reserve running things for 98 years or 99 years since 1913. I mean, what's wrong with it? It's all about acclimating you. There's no world government. There's no urban warfare, black helicopters. I mean, I sat there with a statesman writer who'd been the former employee high level of the DPS and DPS intelligence. And I'm in the interview, and he's going, so you believe there are these black helicopters? And I went, well, I have interviews with the police chiefs. They try to pay them off. Thomas Sanchez, urban warfare drills. And he went, mm-hmm, you believe they exist? And I went, well, they do exist. They're doing urban warfare drills to acclimate us. It's part of this presidential decision directive to get us ready for martial law. This is like 14 years ago. And then they just went with the statesman. Jones believes they exist. And the guy was sitting there looking at me just with cold mercenary behavior. He was an old guy. In fact, his name's out there on the paper. It's actually hanging on the wall. We've got it framed because it's so funny. That you guys run me that black helicopter story, and it's hanging on the wall right there. I'll show it to the TV viewers. Tim, here at our office, dug through a bunch of the old boxes and found all these news clippings and framed them. It's kind of cool to actually have stuff on the walls. I'm always too busy to even think about that. And It's the one about preaching the conspiracy gospel on a station near you. That's the headline on it, guys. It's right there. Now, and he just sat there looking at me. Mm-hmm. And he had that secure feeling. You know, he works for the system. And the public is going to get to laugh at me. It's going to be funny. And they're all going to get to feel official and powerful and laugh at me. And then when the urban warfare drill hits them, they'll say it doesn't exist. So they ever do a coup d'etat over a governor or something, as the PDD state and as the John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2007 states, insurrection by state legislatures against the federal government, which is run by foreign banks, the captured, occupied federal government. Here it is. Look, here it is. We'll show folks the document cam right here. Look at this. Alex Jones preaching the conspiracy gospel at a station near you. And that's only part of the article. They had a separate article right next to it. And, of course, it was Mike Kelly. I mean, it wasn't that bad of an article. But still, it's a conspiracy theory to report on things that are real and admitted. Oh, wait a minute. I happen to have the Fox News here. What's this? Blackhawks circle low through Chicago skies as Secret Service releases security details. And it talks about the AMH-6 Little Bird helicopters used by Special Forces circling through downtown Chicago skies made for a scary scene. On the Chicago River, rattled windows flying among the city skyscrapers. The training exercise. And you've got explosions and things going off. But it's still a conspiracy, children. All right. Go ahead, caller. Finish up your point, sir.
Okay, one last point I wanted to make. For those people who've got any doubts about a lot of things we talk about here, there's a key term they should look up, tardive dyskinesia. It's a neurological disease. And this is just incredible. When you look up what this word means, it's your tongue going in and out of your mouth uncontrollably. It's permanent, irreversible, and guess where it comes from? Antipsychotic medication. And according to Yale, you get one, it's not just a rare side effect, it's 100% of the people, if they're on this drug long enough, are going to get tardive dyskinesia. It's a key term. People, this word will wake people up when you look it up and see what the word is.
Well, all I know is neurological disorders are all off the charts. They're killing us seven ways to Sunday, and it's funny to them that we're going into a THX-1138 situation. They force on children right at 69% nationwide average of foster children are on seven or more psychotropic drugs, seven on average. There's been news reports documenting that. And there have been doctors that have spoken out who even work in the CPS, and they say we get healthy kids, we put them on drugs, they start having problems, we put them on more, then they start having seizures from the drugs, so we put them on even more, and some of them were killing. I remember that was in a WOAI TV investigation where a whistleblower went public. And then they had a state hearing about it. It's in my film Endgame. And the state head psychiatrist said, well, they have bad gene pools. It's eugenics, so we just do this to them. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Tony in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm watching them kill everybody, but it's okay.
Yeah. Never a dull moment. Alex, I'll try to make it quick. I've been listening for 10 years, first-time caller. And after 10 years listening to you, I have to say pretty well every single thing you've said has come true. I stopped watching TV about 9 years ago after I woke up, thanks to you. And I constantly promote your show. And when I tell listeners to tune in, potential listeners, I always tell them, give Alex a chance. I said he's very passionate. But I always laugh and I tell them that I said many times Alex Jones has reported on things that sound outrageous. And I can remember many times over 10 years laughing, saying, that's impossible. And 99 out of 100 times, Alex, I've always laughed because everything you've reported on is absolutely conservative. The numbers you've quoted, it's many times worse. So I have to congratulate you that you're way ahead of the curve.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Good to hear you for the first time to hear your voice after 10 years. With me, there's a total desperation to get out of this, to beat them, to turn it back, because I love humanity. I love people just having good lives and going to the stars with my fellow humans. And instead, we've turned things over to the most wicked, twisted people who enjoy hurting people so they can sit back and dominate. These globalists can't be in control if we have a strong humanity. So they are basically lobotomizing humanity so they can then feel superior. And every fiber of my humanity and the species, race, memory, strength of our species tells me revolt, resist, adapt, overcome, defeat. And it's, and I'm just one person. We can do it together. And I wish that I wasn't right about this stuff. Again, look at the numbers. They're killing us. They're killing us, everybody. There's only a few thousand globalists. They admit it themselves. Rothkopf wrote Superclass. 6,000 super gophers, less than 20 families. They are, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. Anything else?
Yes, Alex, I have some breaking news for you, and I'll try to make it quick.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to choose my words carefully because I have to protect who they are. I have a very good friend whose spouse works for one of the largest banks in Canada. This person is responsible for branches outside of Canada, and I'm not going to say where they are. And this person just recently, a week ago, confirmed they're working on a huge systems upgrade project where basically at the push of a button, they can shut down ATM and access to people's bank accounts for up to 12 hours. And when they come back online, there'll be maximum withdrawal amounts put in. And I was told this project is a huge priority. And also, the Bank of Canada, I was told, is backing or kind of pushing all the banks by offering them huge seven-figure bonuses if they meet the criteria to have all the systems in place by a certain date. I'm not sure what the date is. And I guess, Alex, I'm also going to surmise that if they're working on branches outside of Canada, these systems are either fully implemented or being implemented in Canada. And you've reported on similar systems like this in the U.S.
No, they're getting ready for currency and withdrawals and bank holidays. And I have the clip of the Vice President Biden saying that he and John Corzine discussed the bank holiday and whether they need one or not. This is a guy that will bank holiday by taking the money out of your account and keeping it. And again, he gets away with it because this is a mafia of larcenous criminals with armies of scientists, DARPA, the CIA, everything on their side. And they just love it. I mean, they are, it's just total criminals running around with their tongues hanging out with just super high-tech sci-fi technology on their side. But they're still humans, too. And they're the scum of the earth. But I've actually heard a lot of rumblings about that. We've got embassy staff connections that have been giving us that same intel. And there's no doubt this has already happened in Europe during many crises. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Jeff in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I'm here in Missouri. And if I want everybody to get their W-2s, and time you add up your federal, state, city, Medicare, Social Security tax, you're damn near paying 50% of your income to the federal government in one form or another.
And then you got all the other property taxes and fines and fees and regulations. America actually has one of the highest tax rates now in the industrialized world.
And if they would charge us all at once, people would freak out because they divide it up. No one sees it. It's a trap.
And remember, the more you pay, the less industry, the less jobs, and the more in debt you are, because it's all on a gangster mafia two sets of books system where upwards of 76% goes out of the country. All they talk about is what's on budget, but that's only the 20-something percent they keep. No matter how much you pay, we just go more bankrupt because it's designed to bankrupt us.
Exactly. Another thing I want to talk about real quick is I'm a letter carrier for the post office, and without going into too much detail, they are destroying us on purpose, Alex.
Of course.
Go ahead, use your online bill pay for free right now, but once the post office is destroyed, then you think that online bill pay is going to be free? No way.
No. Listen, the banks have said that. They're pressuring a lot of companies, make you get automatic transfer. But they admit, it's been public, that is very soon, well, Bank of America already tried it, they're going to charge you when you do that. And they're coming out with global and national taxes on all digital transfers anyways. Exactly. Once we're cashless, they are going to make you pay giant fees, and they're going to shut down the entire underground market. That's what Homeland Security's for. It's right out of Stalinist Russia. Anything else, sir?
Hold on.
All right, I'll give you another minute on the other side. And then we're going to go to Cameron and others. And we've got, at the 8 after, Alan Watt joining us. But it's just, what would total criminals do if they had Buck Rogers technology? That's the new world order. It's here.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mm-hmm. points you were making, Jeff?
Real quick. Yeah, I was just trying to tell everybody to go ahead, use your emails, use online bill pay, watch them destroy us, because once they pass the internet censor bill, SOPA or its evil twin that's on right now, they can turn off your internet, and then there's nothing you can do. You won't be able to communicate with the outside world.
And by the way, that's the plan. They have these big internet consortium meetings. They admit, destroy the old economy using the web, then shut down the open and free web and only allow the big players to operate. It's just like the globalists do with water systems, dams, infrastructure, roads. We build. Then they come in, pay off the politicians to just hand it over to them, and they call it privatization. It's not. It's hijacking. Good points. Absolutely. You can say what you want about the post office, but there's a continual demonization of the infrastructure of it to basically phase it down to nothing and to make it super expensive so they can start charging more. Most people don't even know how to use a letter now. Also, it's very hard to spy on all the letters, but everything that goes over email, phones, is being scanned by the NSA computers, they now admit. Remember, that was a wild theory. That would be illegal. I remember first being on air 17 years ago, and I'd say, Echelon, NSA system, here's a congressional hearing. They've got hubs at all the major telecommunications companies, randomly reading your faxes, phone calls, emails, and people calling and go, how dare you say that? That's illegal. Never in America. I work at the phone company. That'd be like, your digital cable box is tracking you. Here's the documents. Shut up. I used to listen to you, but you're a liar. Now it's just like, well, he's still bad, but it's good. They listen to us to fight Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, but Al-Qaeda, our government's putting them in charge in all these countries and shut them up because it's not our government, it's the bankers. They fund the radical Muslims to so they can attack us to take our liberties. And they just go, well, fine, I'll give my liberties up then. But I'm like, but Al-Qaeda works for them. I mean, there's even like Associated Press articles admitting the head of the 7/7 bombings in England, MI6, the head of the attack at Fort Hood and the Times Square and all these big bombings was admitted FBI asset and protected. I mean, the bankers run the terrorists. It's so elementary. And they use them to take our freedoms. It isn't our government. It isn't our country. It's been taken. If you show up at your house and somebody else is sitting in your chair saying they're you, you better go and get your neighbors and prove that you are who you say you are and get the person out of your house. There's actually been cases before I've read about in the U.S. and other countries where people come home and there's a criminal there who's claiming they're them, and the cops have come, and the person can't prove who they say they are, and they've arrested the wrong guy. That's what it is. It's not our government, but it sits there with all the trappings. We're about to go to break, come back with a few more calls, and go to our guest. But first, I want to point out two new films we're carrying. Both of them are amazing. The Toronto hearings on 9/11, Uncovering 10 Years of Deception, by Dan Dix, amazing filmmaker. 6 hours. You want to prove that 9/11 was an inside job. This is the latest intel. Continuing here with the information, here's the latest. We're going to get these guys on the show. Farmageddon. You want to know about the harassment and how they're attacking and taking over local farms under the pay of Big Pharma and Big Agra? Farmageddon, the unseen war on American family farms. Even the L.A. Times called it an eye-popping wake-up call. Even the L.A. Times. This is professional. You need to get it and support us. InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.